Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Various agencies will participate in an active shooter drill Monday in Cresco. A Cresco Police Department Facebook post says CPD, the Howard County Sheriff's Office, Cresco Fire Department, Regional Health Services Ambulances, and the Howard County First Responders, plus Howard County Emergency Management, will be participating in a mock active shooter at Crestwood High School on August 14th. This training will provide first responders with experience on how to respond and act during an active shooter situation. Authorities want to assure the public that if you see or hear emergency personnel at the high school on Monday, everything is okay. They are conducting a training exercise. If you have questions or concerns, contact the Cresco Police Department. The Chickasaw Rescue Squad is teeing up for their 5th annual Chickasaw Rescue Association golf outing tomorrow. Squad member Jason Rood says the 4-person Best Shot Golf Tournament starts at 10 a.m. at the New Hampton Golf and Country Club. There are also individual golf contests for the longest putt and longest drive, the helmet shootout, closest to the pin, and the hole-in-one challenge. He adds that the chance to win beer for a year also returns. Even if you don't play golf tomorrow, there's a silent auction tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. open to the public. Rood says proceeds go to improve the efficiency of the squad's high-angle rescue team.
Part of that means we need new equipment. The stuff that we have, it's just aged out. So we've had to replace it. And that's not a cheap venture to do. So all the money that goes towards the golf tournament will be going towards getting that high angle rope rescue stuff, which will allow us to do a lot more technical rescue and better be able to safely remove people from some of the more precarious places where things can happen.
More information can be found on the Chickasaw County Rescue Squad Facebook page. The Chickasaw County Relay for Life tomorrow in New Hampton helps support the American Cancer Society. Organizer Hannah Mitchell says festivities from 2 to 7 p.m. in Michelson Park include a car show, quilt raffle, food, kids' activities, and the Luminaria Walk at 6 p.m.
A ceremony to celebrate those who have survived cancer and to remember those that we have lost in our community.
Mitchell adds that the event is open to the public, whether you've experienced cancer in your life or not.
Even if you are a person that hasn't been touched by cancer or don't know of anybody, just coming out to support it, you know, our local cancer survivors and their caregivers to, you know, give them a rally, you know, I think is important.
You can find more information on the Relay for Life of Chickasaw County Facebook page. The Lions Field Pool in Charles City will close for the season this Sunday. Swimming will wrap up with the Paws Plunge Dog Swim from 5 to 6:30 p.m. to benefit Paws Humane Society with an admission of $3 for yourself and your dog.
We do charge an admission to come in just because we do have some expenses getting things ready. And you basically sign a waiver and then you can go in and spend the afternoon with your dog in the pool. It's a lot of fun.
That's J.C. Peichel with Paws, who says proceeds from the swim go towards the purchase of general supplies, including paper towels and cleaning products, as well as pet treats and toys. The Paws Plunge aside, for those unable to make a monetary contribution to the shelter, Peichel says they'll also accept donations of your time.
More if you have some time to give to these animals, it would be greatly appreciated. We'd love to train you to walk dogs on your own time, or even just coming in to play with the cats.
Earlier this week, Paws held its first ever Chips for Pups event with Saints Animal Hospital in Charles City, microchipping about 6 dozen dogs. The women of Fredericksburg are prepping to host a huge garage sale this weekend. The group's Josie Wheeler says items for sale will come from donations by the public, which will be accepted starting at noon today at Doug's Sales on Highway 18 just west of Fredericksburg.
Pretty much anything, just no appliances, electronics, sinks, TVs, or toilets. They were open to some electronics as long as they are in working order. We usually have clothes for all ages, furniture, knickknacks, coats, decorations for holidays, brand new and used items.
Wheeler says garage sale hours are from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. both tomorrow and Sunday, with proceeds going back into the Fredericksburg community.
For schools, library, pool, City Hall, or wherever it's needed. We donate to Dairy Days, Relay for Life, Suicide Prevention, etc.
Purchases for the garage sale are made through free will donations. You can find more information on the community calendar page of our station website. North Iowa will be represented during Choose Iowa Chats next week at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg says consumers are increasingly looking for local foods, and Choose Iowa is the state's signature brand for Iowa foods. Consumers will soon begin seeing the Choose Iowa logo at grocery stores, retailers, farmers markets, and farm stands, as well as on menus in restaurants. To promote the Ag Marketing Initiative, Choose Iowa Chats will be held weekdays at 10 a.m. on the Ag Building stage on the Iowa State Fairgrounds. On Monday, Mitchell County will be featured with Steve Strasheim of Twisted River Farm in Mitchell and Jessica Baldus of Taste, the Bakery and Piggyback Smoke Shack in Osage discussing how we get from farm to table. The Thursday, August 17th Choose Iowa Chat will feature Bob Howard with Country View Dairy near Hawkeye in Fayette County and Jenny Berker with Berker Farms near Garrison in Benton County. They will discuss connecting consumers with fresh foods from the farm. 2 weeks from tonight, it's the season opener for New Hampton High School football here on 95.1 The Bull. The Chickasaws will host Denver. Pregame starts at 6:45. Kickoff at 7:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.